This is TWiT.
We all need to be able to go and prototype, learn, tinker, do all kinds of things. There's an awful lot of viewers that have said, hey, how do I get started on eating the learning curve for Linux? Well, Microsoft has a way. So here we go. Microsoft and Canonical have been working for some time to make Ubuntu and Windows play nice with each other. Ubuntu was the first distribution supported in a Windows subsystem for Linux, and now an Ubuntu image is available through Hyper-V Quick Create, which offers three-click creation of virtual machines. The system image has Ubuntu Desktop 18.04 LTS configured and ready to go, and this showcases some of the other Linux integration work that Microsoft has been doing. The Hyper-V virtual machine client, virtual machine connection, and so forth, has two ways of working. The normal way is to display the output of the virtual video card that the virtual machine uses. That's a lot of virtuals. And similarly, to emulate PS2 mouse and keyboard input as if the client were the physical hardware. This works with any operating system. The virtual video card supports rudimentary modes like VGA and the text mode used by DOS. It can also support high-resolution graphics modes when used with a suitable display driver. But it is relatively slow and inflexible. This is one of the experiences I've had with an awful lot of virtual Linux machines. But you know what? Most of my machines I run in command line anyway, so big deal. Anyway, I've been playing with VMs on my laptop for ages. But for those that are just starting on the learning curve, this is certainly a nice way to start with lots less pain than I had to go through. Just keep in mind that this is Linux running under Windows. So don't expect blazing speeds like you might get when installing Ubuntu on a bare machine.